Yeah, the importance is it tries to bring together the existing science into a format that's easy to understand for people who have to make decisions. Summarizes a lot of the complicated scientific papers that most people don't understand. But at the same time, they have done detailed review, which are available in 13 technical review papers to back up what's in the report card itself.
What's the main focus of the report card?
The focus is there's a lot of things happening within the both the global, regional and national level, trying to look at oceans and climate at the same time, and how they are the nexuses and how they are integrated or they affect the global level. The last meeting of the climate change convention that was chaired by Fiji agreed on an oceans pathway. This is the first time it was agreed to try and look at the links between oceans and climate change. So a lot of the science and the evidence that these kinds of report cards and reviews make available help in those kinds of negotiations. At the regional level, it helps with implementation of different regional frameworks and policies and plans. And at the national level, it allows the decision makers to be informed on the implications of different things that may affect the development in different ways, because the impacts of climate change and the impacts of oceans are not limited to the single sectors. They are quite widespread.
What were the key points of the report card?
Okay, the key points, I don't think there's anything surprising. What the report card was trying to look at was how the climate is changing and what's driving it. Things like sea temperature, ocean acidification, sea level rise. It looks at what is already happening and what could happen, the impacts on biological diversity. Each of those different things, they do that brief assessment. For example, with sea temperatures, what they're saying is that while it's hard to define, evidence shows that there's stronger warming in the north than in the south of the Pacific, and there's changes. What could happen? Basically, the overall warming of the region, the warm pool expansion will continue into the future, and if we don't curb emissions, could increase the warming by more than 1 to up to 3 degrees Celsius. So they've done that sort of assessment right throughout with the different things that they've looked at. Oh, it looked at biodiversity area impacts on key biodiversity that could be affected, like coral reefs, mangroves, seagrasses, under quite a lot of pressure, and that's likely to get worse over time. Mangroves and seagrasses, it's a bit better, but still under threat. Goes on to look at impacts on people and livelihoods in various different ways, like looking at extreme events, the different cyclones that are happening, impacts on fisheries. So there's a lot of information that's presented in a simple to understand way, but then the backing technical information is available in those 13 scientific reviews.
You mentioned about the communities. How does it affect the communities in the Pacific Islands?
I think a lot of communities are aware of things that are easy to see, like sea level rise. If you go around to many of the communities, they're aware of that. But then there are the hidden things which you don't see, like rising sea temperatures, ocean acidification. You won't really see it until they become apparent if you have dead coral or fish start going somewhere else because they can't live in certain areas anymore. So this brings, I think, a lot of those hidden impacts, make them clear to the communities. The other thing I think the report can help communities with is to make apparent to them the interconnectedness between these various things. Just how one thing is affected, it has a roll-on effect to other things. The other one is you can't really look at climate change as one single thing. There's also the impacts of waste management, loss of forests, loss of coral reefs, loss of mangroves, all contribute to degradation or the impacts that climate change has, and vice versa. Climate change magnifies a lot of the impacts of the other things. So it really comes down to us trying to manage things as in a more holistic, integrated way.
And is this, these types of events and effects, are they Pacific-wide?
Some of them are Pacific-wide, some can be localized, some will be north and south. So they vary. Again, because the variables vary between countries, some countries have, are better able to have better forests are still intact. They don't have as much farming, intensive farming, just their location within the region, those closer to the equator and those farther away. So, yeah, it varies. Some things are regional, some things are okay, north-south, and some are more localized.
And just one last thing about community reaction to the climate change effects. Is there a sense in the community that there's an urgency or a feeling of frustration?
Okay, I was just in Fiji 3 weeks ago, and while there, I was asked by one of the government people there to accompany him to a relocated village in one of the interior parts of Fiji, right in the middle of the mountain. And usually you think climate change in the islands, and everybody talks about sea level rise and... So we went just on the way up to the mountain. What got me was just the amount of land slippage from increased rain. And we got into this interior village, and people were just talking about climate change. And so that really brought home to me that even in those, we had been targeting mostly the coastal communities and the island communities that are closer to a lot of the climate change messages we do. But even in the what we thought were communities that were relatively not as badly affected, they were aware of the issue and were really concerned. So that really brought home to me that this was something that everybody was concerned about. I think the urgency in the Pacific is not the issue. I think the Pacific is already fully aware and behind the need to do a lot, both at the national and regional level. I think what it will help them to do is make a better case when they present this at the global meetings, where they need to make the case for reductions in emissions and more stringent action to address the drivers of climate change, which are a lot of it are outside the Pacific.